to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This meeting is now called to order. In line with the Borough of Seabird's long-standing policy of open government and in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, I wish to advise you that adequate notice of this regularly scheduled meeting was sent to the Asbury Park Press and other local newspapers on January 7, 2019. In each instance, the date, time, and location of this meeting were provided in the notice. This meeting is open to the public. May we have a roll call?
Councilman Birdsall?
Here.
Councilman Keeler?
Present.
Councilman Kelly?
Here.
Councilman Lexstein?
Here.
Councilman Rooney?
Here.
Councilman Schwartz?
We always begin our meetings with remarks from the audience, so if there's anyone here who wishes to be heard on any issue, I would just ask you to state your name and address for the record. Good evening, Chris.
So, my name is Chris Capillo, 370 Ocean Avenue, and I would like to thank you, Dina, for an outstanding job. It's thankless at times, I'm sure. Being out there, you led us through a disaster. I've been here 20 years, and I couldn't imagine all that was on your shoulders. So, on behalf of my wife and I, I'd like to thank you, truly.
Thank you.
No complaints.
I've lived here 22 years, and you are one of the best things that ever has happened in this town. I'm sure all of us were here, or most of us were here during Sandy, and the strength and leadership and compassion and selflessness that you showed through all of that, I think I mentioned to you, I never knew until long after that you had lost your own home during Sandy. So you will be sorely missed, but my gosh, look at this town today that has flourished and continues to flourish thanks to your leadership. So best of luck.
I would just point out, the reason the town flourished is because all of you took a risk. And we all invested everything we had in coming back. So it's a credit to everybody. Go ahead, Clint.
Chris Doxey, 9 Church Street in Seabright. Dina, I want to say thank you for rebuilding our town, and thank you for getting us all home. We certainly appreciate you, and we love you.
Marks and 1187 Ocean Avenue, lived here 22 years, and what Dina said is true. The reason we flourished is because we all did take a chance to come back because we knew we had leadership in charge that was going to see us through this. I personally, many of you know, Dina's a very close friend of mine, and I saw what it was like before the storm, which was like being mayor was the funnest job you ever saw. He's okay, Gary was calm, and then what happened afterwards. And I liked the growth and stuff like that. She was born to do what she did. If she hadn't been in place there, if she hadn't had the experience working New Jersey government that she had since college, we would not be here now. So thank you very much.
All right, you guys, come on. We had a good time. Go ahead, Sam.
Sam Carolino, 50 North Lake. I'd also like to add on and say thank you, Dina. This town really appreciates everything that you've done. Thank you.
Hi, I grew up on 7th Beach Street in Seabright and came back after Sandy. And I want to thank the council and mayor for everything they did for Seabright. I'm also here tonight because I work for Surfers Environmental Alliance. I work for the Long Branch Environmental Commission. And I'm really psyched that you guys have a plastics ban up. And we want to model ours after this. Similar to Long Beaches, similar to Seabright's, our issue is that we have several grocery stores that other places don't have. And there may be a little bit of pushback from that. But this will be one thing, one of the many things you will leave as your legacy. And I just wanted to come here and congratulate you all on the great job that's been done and working on into the future. Anything you guys need that we can help you with, I'd be happy to see. Saw the Please Leave Only Your Footprints signs out there on the garbage cans. That's one of our initiatives. But thank you, thank you, thank you.
I also, along with everyone else, like to thank Dina. She was a perfect woman for the perfect storm. And I would be remiss if I didn't also do the level of your accessibility. You always pull back. You're always there. You always step up. Thank you.
Hi, Carolyn Gray, Sun Atlantic Way, Seabright. A last request, if you could please get this elevator to move a little quicker. Thanks, so slow. Anyway, I wish you the most wonderful hours and hours and hours and hours of time ahead of you, because the amount of time and hours that you spent on this town, whether it was Sandy, council meetings, planning board meetings, meeting people in town, I can't even imagine the hours that you spent not being able to go to sleep at night, waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning, waking up early to get ahead of things. The hours that I hope you have ahead of you are free of a lot of that, and I just wish you many blessed hours ahead.
Thank you.
Mr. Rosas, on behalf of the police department, the emergency services, Dean, we want to thank you. We appreciate your professionalism. We appreciate your answers you give us. We always go to you and ask you things. If you don't know, you find out for us. You have one of the best poker faces. I don't know what you're thinking sometimes, but we always appreciate what you've done through all of our promotions and everything we've gone through. You've always supported us. Sometimes it's been ugly, sometimes it's been good, but at the end of the day, you were always very good for us. We appreciated that. And through all the politicians and councilpeople, mayors that we've seen, you're going to be the one that's going to give us that, leave us with that impact that, yeah, remember Dina. A little bit Charlie, too, sometimes. Really, but we appreciate everything you've done, right? And I don't even know how to say thank you from all of us here. You've supported all of us through everything, and it's been tough sometimes. We know it's been tough, and sometimes we're a little rough around the edges, but that's what you get. But anyway, thank you very much. So we appreciate it from us.
Just, yeah. Good job.
I'd like to say something.
Would you like to again?
Charlie Rooney, 196 Ocean Avenue. Dina, I have to say, the last 5 years of my life have been amazing. Obviously, the Rooneys are embedded in this town. We're here forever. And I never envisioned that I would be a councilman. I watched my dad go through being a mayor, and it was something I felt like was not cut out for that. But when I saw our town in the position that it was in, and you just standing there, you know, the phone calls I made to you after Sandy saying, this is gonna be a long haul, I don't know if you wanna take this on, but I'm so glad that I became a councilman to work with you, bring this town back, and it's so great to see everybody here tonight. It was a team effort. But without you, it would have never happened. Thank you.
Thank you. Now let's take our agenda. All right. First up, we have our consent agenda.
I will move the consent agenda.
Councilman Bartzall?
Yes.
Councilman Keeler?
Yes.
Councilman Kelly?
Yes.
Councilman Lexstein?
Yes.
Councilman Rooney?
Yes.
Councilman Schwartz?
Next up, we have a public hearing, and this is on ordinance number 23-2019, also known as the Plastics Ordinance, referenced earlier. So we'll need a motion to open the public hearing on this ordinance.
So moved. Second.
Councilman Bertal?
Yes.
Councilman Keeler?
Yes.
Councilman Kelly?
Yes.
Councilman Lexstein?
Yes.
Councilman Rooney?
Yes.
Councilman Schwartz?
Yes.
Just so members of the public are aware, there is a slight change from the ordinance as originally introduced. We changed the effective date of the ordinance. After the last public hearing, we got input from the business owners requesting more lead-in time for the phase-in. So the change of the effective date of the ordinance is now May 1st, 2020, just so people are aware. Is there any members of the public who wish to be heard on this ordinance?
Seeing none, I make a motion to close the public portion.
Oh, we have a comment.
Sorry, I was going to let people speak before me, but if no one else will. Peter Blair, thank you. I'm an attorney with Clean Ocean Action. We're an environmental nonprofit focused on ocean protection and stopping ocean pollution. I'll be short, but I just want to reiterate the comments we made last time, expressing amendments we would like to see. It's very great that you are taking this initiative to protect our oceans through this ordinance. However, there are some issues that we have with it. The first is the thickness, as defined in your single-use plastic carryout bag. 2.25 mils is thin, and as I explained last time, businesses tend to use thicker plastic bags, which would be compliant under your ordinance. If you want to see this in action, you simply have to go to the Acme in Little Silver. They have similar language, and now they're using thicker plastic bags, which are under the ordinance deemed reusable. This isn't solving the problem, it's just creating a problem with thicker plastic bags, which take longer to break down. The only other amendments which we would propose is balloons, which I brought up last time. It doesn't make sense to specifically limit it just to the beaches, especially with how narrow Seabright is between two bodies of water. I personally felt a strong gust of wind coming from the west to the east when I came in here. Nothing would stop me from releasing a balloon right outside the stores, which would go into the ocean. We would encourage you to expand it to the entire borough of Seabright, not just the beaches. And finally, on styrofoam containers, it is terrific that you are taking action on this. However, we think for administrative ease, it would make sense to define what a polystyrene foam container is. Currently, there is no definition in the ordinance. There's also vague language indicating that nothing would prohibit reusable containers, but it does not outline what a reusable container is. We see enforcement issues with that, as well as confusion with compliance. We submitted these comments in writing. We wanted to once again express our concern over this.
And we have not ignored them, and in January we can go back and talk, but we couldn't do it for tonight.
Makes sense. I'll see you in January.
Jesus. Any other comments on this one?
I'll make a motion to close the public portion.
Second.
Councilman Bertal?
Yes.
Councilman Keeler?
Yes.
Councilman Kelly?
Yes.
Councilman Lexstein?
Yes.
Councilman Rooney?
Yes.
Councilman Schwartz?
Yes. And I'll make a motion to adopt.
Second.
Councilman Bertal?
Yes.
Councilman Keeler?
Yes.
Councilman Kelly?
Yes.
Councilman Lexstein?
Yes.
Councilman Rooney?
Yes.
Councilman Schwartz?
Yes. Can we just remark for a moment on what we just did? Because this started what year? 1986, this town adopted a plastics or anti-plastics ordinance, which was never followed by the town. And our clerk, Christine Pfeiffer, discovered it in the ordinance book. I don't think anybody even knew it was there, except for maybe two or three people in town, and resurrected it, and we sort of took the bull by the horns and have improved it, modernized it, and it's now actually going to happen. I think it's a huge thing for us. So I mean, we're a coastal town, we should have this. We have to be a leader, not not someone who's living in the sand. No pun intended. So I'm very proud of
that. We should also credit our green team and sustainable Seabright committees that, you know, originally, you know, proposed that get this going. That's kind of what got us looking.
Absolutely.
So, credit to the citizens who brought it up. All right.
We have a second public hearing tonight, and that is on capital ordinance number 26, 2019, and that's a capital ordinance providing funding for the fire department. So we'll need a motion to open that public hearing.
I'll make that motion.
Councilman Bartzall?
Yes.
Councilman Keeler?
Yes.
Councilman Kelly?
Yes.
Councilman Lexstein?
Yes.
Councilman Rooney?
Yes.
Councilman Schwartz?
Yes.
Does anyone in the public wish to be heard on this ordinance?
Take a motion to close if no one's coming.
Second.
Councilman Bartzall?
Yes.
Councilman Keeler?
Yes.
Councilman Kelly?
Yes.
Councilman Lexstein?
Yes.
Councilman Rooney?
Yes.
Councilman Schwartz?
Yes.
And I'll make a motion to adopt.
I wanted to check with Mike Bascom and Roger. I just wanted to make one spec change. We were talking about 30 radios. Have we changed that to a minimum of 20 to the maximum of 30? It will give us some flexibility when we have to move into the new firehouse. So.
Yeah, we certainly could bid it that way. That's what council wants. We could bid a minimum of 20 to that with a pretty good price thereafter.
But that has no effect on the ordinance.
No effect on the ordinance.
The maximum is 30.
I'll work with Chris on that.
Thank you.
So motion, I made the motion to adopt?
Mm-hmm. Can I need a second? Keeler? Okay. Yes. Councilman Bartzall?
Yes.
Councilman Keeler?
Yes.
Councilman Kelly?
Yes.
Councilman Lexstein?
Yes.
Councilman Rooney?
Yes.
Councilman Schwartz?
Yes.
Next up, we have our new business and voucher payment.
So move on the voucher?
I'll second.
Councilman Bartzall?
Yes.
Councilman Keeler?
Yes.
Councilman Kelly?
Yes.
Councilman Lexstein?
Yes.
Councilman Rooney?
Yes.
Councilman Schwartz?
Yes.
You almost missed my name.
Okay. Next up, our council committee reports. The first report is Beach and Grants, chaired by Councilman Schwartz.
So I want to congratulate the Public Works. They're building lockers, which is going to save the town money. So we're not going to purchase, I think we're adding 10 more this year. And replacing it. It doesn't look like the cabanas are going to happen this year because DEP is not being very cooperative. And I also think we should address the fines on the beach where we get the letters to the longest troop on the beach. Maybe raise them. Someone brought up at the last meeting that they didn't do anything.
Our next report is Finance, Insurance, Court, and chaired by Council and Public Safety, chaired by Councilman Keeler.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Just on the court, we've had several discussions, and the consensus we came up is that we will remain with Ocean Court for another year. Court. And as you know, it's officially Ocean Court when we meet in Shrewsbury. Ocean Court is in the process of opening up their own borough court, so sometime in 2020 we'll be in that facility. In the same related area, the alternate prosecutor that we had last year and we submitted a proposal then changed and said there's a conflict in his dates, so he will not be able to fulfill that position, so there's an opening for an alternate prosecutor.
Do we need to rebid that, or certificate on RFP for that?
I would think
that. Or you can go to.
What one of the other prosecutors are put in?
We're unfair and not open to us.
Well, it's fair. I mean, they just did, but we can. Okay.
Yeah.
Prosecutor?
No, not really.
The public defender.
No, he's not the alternate prosecutor.
Oh, the alternate prosecutor.
Yeah.
We could go to one of the other prosecutors.
Yeah, maybe one of the other prosecutors.
Yeah, we'll just use one of the other prosecutors.
Okay. Yes, sir.
It's one of those situations where they almost never call. Right. I'm sorry, I did not bring the. We got the dividend announcement from the JIF, but I don't have the number with me. somewhere in the neighborhood of 132,000, 133,000, I don't know the exact number. And that is per usual with the GIF. And working with Mr. Bascom on putting together the numbers for the 2020 budget. And the process will be notified in each department. We'll have a meeting with the CFO and go over their specific request. And the one thing on public safety, we talked about the radios, and we'll have an opportunity to prepare some specific material here. I'll hand it out, just going over the particulars about radios and service response calls, et cetera, et cetera. So you have an opportunity to read that at your leisure. Other than that, progress now.
Administration Shared Service and Public Relations, chaired by Councilman
Lexton. Okay. The only thing I have this evening is we are going to Trenton tomorrow, Joe, myself, and Brian Kelly. We've been part of a shared services study that Trenton's been putting together for us, and we are going to be presented with that report tomorrow. They want us to come down. They don't want to just tell us, so we have to be surprised. We don't know what they're going to say. So hopefully in January we'll have a better report for people. We want to let everybody know that that's coming, and that'll be tomorrow at 11 a.m. in Trenton. So other than that, I have public relations. We do have all the season greetings banners up. We have received right there up. They look great, so that's a great thing. And they look very nice. And I'm glad to see that we now have two banners in our rotation, that and also the American flag, of course, which we put up over the summer. Hopefully we can get some more. There's still things we want to do with the businesses. Hopefully give the businesses an opportunity to sponsor a banner, get a banner up, and other organizations, because those always look really nice as well. So other than that, progress, Mayor.
Thank you, Councilman. Next up, Education, Recreation, and Library, chaired by Councilman Rooney.
Progress, Mayor.
Thank you, Public Works and Building Department, chaired by Councilman Herzog.
Yeah, as John mentioned, the Public Works are going to be working over the wintertime to build the new lockers that we need to replace the old ones that are kind of phasing out. So this is going to be a savings probably close to about $600 or $700 per locker. So that'll be a big savings for us. Good way to use the guys during the downtime in the wintertime. And as Mark mentioned, I want to thank the Public Works team for putting out all the decorations this year. They did a great job doing that, and as well as the Christmas tree that we have out front, which really looks nice. Other than that, we are working with Public Works, and so far it's been pretty good to seal off our sewer system from floodwaters. We have an issue over time where the floodwaters are going into our sewer systems and then being processed through two rivers. And so we've started putting in some manhole covers in there to block that off. And so far, it's looking really, really, really well, really good. Because the last small flood that we had, Dave went down the pump station here and he said the pumps weren't even running. And he was so. I think it's going to save us a decent amount of money. So we still got about 8 more that we need to get finished, but other than that, we should be good. And then we're going to start looking at sealing off the downtown area and relining the pipes downtown to help alleviate some of that flooding. So other than that, progress. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. And next up, capital plan, flood control, and beautification. Councilman Kelly.
Thanks. The municipal building is still progressing nicely. The elevators look a little slowed on the elevators, waiting on that to be installed, but aside from that, speaking to our borough administrator today, and the building should still be complete over the next few weeks and go through inspections, and then in January, should start moving the departments in. This building, obviously we've been in here since January, but there has been an open punch list, and the bonding company has stepped up, and they have it. The last new one they committed was the August signing for the time being, so that was kind of recently. And so the punch list is getting smaller, and so we should be closing that out sometime soon also. And I also, on some behalf, I want to thank Deanna for everything too for the last 8 years, and especially Jack, Mark, and I were with Deanna when Sandy did. I can assure you nobody else worked, no one worked as hard as Deanna, you know, on the Garvey Body from that time until now. So she put in the most hours and worked the hardest, and
you know, it's hard to compete with that, but it's but she did a great job, and I sort of thank her too for all the time. But it's good. Okay.
Finally, is the mayor's report, and I'd like to do a couple of acknowledgments. First, I'd like to specifically and publicly acknowledge our Department of Public Works for the amazing job that they did in installing the Christmas decorations in the town, and the incredible generosity of the Sands family, who donated the Christmas tree and the decorations, as well as the generosity of the Mulhern family, who provided the greenery and the planters downtown for our holiday decorations. And as Councilman mentioned, our Public Relations Committee that finally brought forth a vision of having banners on our poles. It happens, so the town looks great. And our recreation department, our recreation director, organized a wonderful tree lighting this year, and a menorah lighting is planned. So we're grateful for all that they've done. Of course, this being my last meeting, I really have to thank our tremendous borough staff and our law enforcement, our firemen, our first aid, and our OEM volunteers. I've seen you all in action, and I know how much time you spend, and I know your commitment to the town, and I have such admiration and respect for you all. So I've been coming to these meetings first and third Tuesdays for the last 17 years. So it's been quite a journey. At times, it's been a difficult journey. And of course, there's a lot of things that I regret and things that I wish had gone differently, things that we have done differently. But ultimately, it's been a true honor and a privilege to represent Seabright. And I'm very grateful for the opportunity to have served. And I wish good luck, Mayor-elect Kelly. Godspeed. And our incoming council, I wish you all the best. And I'll be here to support you, of course, and holler at you when you mess up. But there being no other business, do anybody have I'm advised we don't need executive session.
No.
Then I'll take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. See you next week.
We also just point out that we officially renamed this room the Mayor Ian Law Community Room. And Reverend Rob Mulhern.